I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. If you get your COVID vaccine at the Rockland County Mass Vaccination Clinic in Milan through May 20th, there'll be something special that's literally music to your ears. Taking a cue from famous cellist Yo-Yo Ma's recent impromptu performance during his COVID vaccine observation period, the Rockland County Health Department and the Quad City Symphony Orchestra are partnering to bring live music to the mass vaccination site at the Camden Center in Milan. Vaccine Variations is an initiative that arranges for one-hour performances by QCSO musicians that started April 14th in the patient observation area of the vaccination clinic. Due to COVID precautions, the performances will feature string musicians only. All the musicians will be masked and socially distanced during their performances, and as a thank you for their decision to vaccinate, patients will receive a discount code valid for upcoming Quad City Symphony Orchestra performances. Janet Hill, Chief Operating Officer of the Rockland County Health Department, came up with the idea to calm and comfort anxious patients. She was inspired after seeing Yo-Yo Ma, the legendary cellist, last month, perform a solo for the clinic inside the gym at Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, after he got his second vaccine dose.
I know personally that one of the biggest challenges of the pandemic for me is that I don't get to go listen to live music. That's just a really important part of my, you know, mental health, is listening to music. And when Yo-Yo did that, I just thought, what a brilliant idea. We've got all of these musicians in the Quad Cities who are not being able to do what they were put on this earth to do. You know, we've been missing so much joy, you know, since the pandemic started. And this is just one way that we can help bring it back. You know, we have a captive audience for 15 minutes while they're, you know, waiting to see if there's any type of really rare vaccine side effect. We've had very, very few, and all across the country there have been just a handful of serious side effects. Most of the time people are just sitting there, you know, 15 minutes on their phone. And we just thought it would be just a wonderful opportunity to bring a little bit of joy and culture back, and we've been missing that for more than a year.
Hill says the clinic is only featuring string musicians to prevent the transmission of aerosols and droplets that would be in the air if woodwind and brass players performed. The clinic in Milan, assisted by the National Guard, is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Appointments have to be made in advance, and online links for the appointments are available on the Health Department Facebook page and website. The clinic has administered an average of 800 doses a day, which adds up to 4,800 a week. And Hill says they started it as a mass vaccination clinic on March 8th. And including pharmacies and doctor's offices, there have been about 70,000 doses of COVID vaccines given in Rockland County. In total, more than 26,000 people in the county are fully vaccinated, representing 18% of the population. Across Illinois, 35% of the population has received at least one COVID shot, and 19% are fully vaccinated. In Iowa, it's 34% with at least one dose, and 22% fully vaccinated. And in the U.S., 63 million people in total have been fully vaccinated. And Hill hopes the new partnership encourages even more to get their vaccine. Now anyone 16 and older in Illinois and Iowa are eligible.
It's been a horrible year for every person in this world. And so I think that, you know, it's important to remember that vaccination is an important tool. And we, without having, you know, everyone who was eligible vaccinated, you know, this pandemic can continue, you know, until we reach herd immunity, and we don't know what that number is yet. You know, we have a pretty good idea that it's north of 75%, and so we need to get people vaccinated. So, you know, we're grateful that the National Guard is here to help us with that, and that the state of Illinois has opened up many more mass vaccination sites across the state, because we're going to need every one of those resources to vaccinate our state, which is, you know, 13 million people. The partnership of the symphony is a deciding factor to get someone to come to the vaccination site for the joy of hearing a live performance. That's wonderful. I look at it as a just a moment of joy to all Quad Cityans who are eligible to be vaccinated. But if it's a tipping point, that's even better.
For more information on the symphony, visit qcso.org. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.